there was constant war. The year didn't matter because it's a year. It's a made-up construct of a man to describe moving of the particles in a three-dimensional world across four-dimensional plane. It's a very abstract concept, said he, the main character of our novel. Now he, as we're going to refer to him, will be dehumanized, as most characters in this book, only here to represent a certain stereotype, like every other character. Because, as Kafka said, he's a famous writer from the Czech Republic, a Jewish writer, he called one of his characters, or no, that was Camus. Camus called one of his characters Merceau, which was his surname. He didn't even have a name. That's why our character will be only called he. It is he, I, a male. Therefore, could only be what I am. X and Y. Chromosome. That is it. That is all we are at the end of the day. Normies and subhumans roaming this world in a sort of pfus, yeah? But this story is much, much different. This is a story of Incelia. A great republic in the whole world. It shouldn't have any border, but it does. This is a new continent with new planets, with new countries. There is no Balkan, there is no Caucasus, there is no Western Europe. There are no Druze. There is only... Listen now. This continent that this story is taking place in will be called... How could I call it? Could call it any way I want, but I will call it I'll call it a clown world. It will be a name for the continent, not the whole. I mean, the whole world could be clown world, but the continent will be something more of a Normandia. Yes, Normiland, Normandia. It makes so much sense. Now, the other continent that will be against us will be another abbreviation of our continent, but in a different realm. I cannot even explain it. It is even in the same physical reality. United States of Reddit. They started the attack. It was a high noon. 2012. Lookism had his best days. Nobody was coping. Lux Maxim was honest. From genioplasty to Bimax, to Lefort 3 to fillers, everything was here, ready for the attack of the normies in their vassal states that surrounded our great Incelia. Now, Incelia's biggest export was rope. They were very proficient in using weed extracts as creating ropes for their citizens to kill themselves. That's how they freed their economy. They didn't have this moral compass of, oh, we have to save this, we have to save that. No. It was just truly free market. When you're talking about free markets, we can talk about Tardsland. Yes, Tardsland is a autonomous region in the country of Incelia. They use them as sort of a Switzerland. It boosts our economy while we care for them in a military way. It's sort of a feudal state, let's say. Yes. Now, this Tardsland could very well be infested like leader's amnesia. He was the greatest leader of the land. You suspected he was an autist, but it was very, very, very popular to be an autist in our land. Now, Saludon wanted to put him off. He wanted to, like, erase him from his throne. And it was a great battle. Even the Incelia suffered some losses. I remember vividly this one day we woke up. There was this huge mock battle, these super, super creatures, these chads, these, I cannot even fathom their strength. They started fighting in the air. Explosions everywhere, the mogging. I could feel the mogging in 300 feet away. I could feel the mogging. I was mogged 300 times that day. 300 times I was mogged. And my friend, unfortunately, he didn't survive. Kuritzel was his name. He was unfortunately killed by the smogging. He was a subhuman. Now, in this world, we have categories for humans. Nobody really has a name. It's just categories. Most of the world is a corporate crony shithole of crony governments collaborating with evil tech lords, warlords. Imagine Iron Man plus Mad Max plus Blade Runner plus whatever the fuck we have today. Yes, this seems to be our world. Now, for a second, let's imagine if this world was idealistic in its sense. What could be the greatest thing about our nation of Incelia? Is it our hymen? Is it our leaders? It is our economy? It is our ideas? Philosophers? Oh, what are you talking about? Philosophers? Remember this one guy? He was a professor. He tried blackpilling the United States of Reddit. His name was Chad, 1212. I remember when he did a suicide attack, extortion, on a one woman from United States of Reddit. Or, as we like to call it, the Cuckland. The incel tier was a special police that hunted down people like him. They attacked him for kidnapping a girl from a mysterious region of Balkans. They say it doesn't exist. They even say it's a ripped out consciousness from the leader amnesia. He's a psyker. He's a very powerful psyker. Now, when we talk about our cities, my favorite one is definitely a Cope city. And its region, of course, Copania. The Cope, Ania. This, let's say... very, very autonomous region, had a bit of a scramble with United Nations of Fake Celibates, which had headquarters in our land, and also some sort of their own region that was only used very, very, how could I even tell it, diplomatically, yes. Now, this part of our land got annexed by female-hating strategy, queens, that so-called terrorists. They're very, very similar to some religious fanatics, in a sense of their ideology is very similar to ours, but only a female. They grow beards, they're 300-pound black women that attacked our land. It was very, very bloody for them, yes. This war was unexplainably autistic.